Okay. Well, let's try and take this to the sisters, our sisters in the audience, because obviously this is a situation which particularly affects them. I mean, now there's been a growth of, let's say, YouTube, what you call hijabi tutorialists, who are putting forward videos of how to wear hijab in certain ways. What are your opinions on this? Is this a positive phenomenon? Is this a negative phenomenon? Has it affected you in a positive way? Has it affected you in a negative way? What are your opinions on that? Think about that for a second. We've got someone here in the front. Let's try and answer the question. Just in the front there. Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
So my opinion on this matter is that there have been a lot of YouTube personalities, as you said, and I would say that it's a commodification of the hijab, and the way that commodification is being done in the Western world, there is an element of sexualization that creeps into it,
Yeah.
and I think that's how it's come into, like, the sexualization that you mentioned. It's an extension of the commodification that we
Okay.
see in the Western world. But I do see that there are some positives in this issue. Like, for example, Muslim sportswear, because it's being commodified there, people are seeing more commercial potential in it, which has resulted in Muslim sportswear, for example, being mainstreamed and more options for Muslim women. So there are good sides and bad sides,
Yeah.
but it depends on what we as Muslims take from it, really.
Right, okay, sister wants to say something? Yep, okay, so to avoid ostracization and kind of alienation, what women have done, in your opinion, is that they've kind of tried to amalgamate the two cultures. Sister over there wants to say something. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, sorry, the one behind you. Sorry.
Oh,
We'll come to you next. Yep.
Sorry, I just want to go back to your point where you said that how does it impact
Yeah, yeah.
this us, like the society, negatively and positively? I feel like on social media,
Yeah.
like there are loads of Islamic power couples, so I feel like that impacts the female side. I would say not. I would say negatively
Okay.
because there are loads of Muslim females
Yeah.
who do like wear the hijab and stuff, but what I'm trying to say is they only do it for like the publicity and social media. If you get one, they're not actually doing it because of their faith and because of Allah and because they really truly want to and because it's really
And
truly.
how would you ascertain that? How would you make sure that how do you know their intention is what I'm saying, is it?
Well, I mean, like, you know how all these, like, I'm not obviously trying to pick on anyone,
Yeah,
trying to
yeah, yeah.
say
No, no.
anything
Go ahead.
bad
Yeah,
about
yeah.
anyone, but there are loads of famous Muslim makeup artists who
Right.
do wear hijab, but
Yes.
I feel like that's just become a really big thing in the 21st century,
Right.
which is in they are impacting us in a good way where
Yeah.
they are making loads of young girls wear a hijab, but I don't feel like they really know why they're wearing it. They don't really have a
Right. So
purpose
what
there.
you're saying is that their act, like for example, what they're doing in terms of wearing makeup contradicts the very spirit and letter of the Islamic law. And therefore you couldn't trust that they're actually doing it for the sake of God or for the sake of their religion.
Yeah, and also I wanted to say, sorry,
Yeah.
I also wanted to say that when you do wear a hijab, like you, like how they are makeup artists but and they're wearing hijabs, isn't wearing a hijab the whole purpose of it is covering yourself and
Yeah.
making sure that no one sees like
That's a good
the
point. So
beauty
you're
in it.
saying there
Exactly.
is that this wouldn't even be called hijab or jilbab or khimar or
Yeah,
any of these things
exactly.
anyways. So would you say that then they're using kind of the terminology to try and further their own interests? Is that
Yeah,
what you're saying?
that's
Okay,
exactly what I'm
good.
trying to
Good
say.
point. I've had real dominated sister side, which is good. We'll come back to you, and you do need to have more of a say in these things.